This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. This morning, the SGX Nifty is suggesting a positive start. It's in the green, so it's taking forward the recovery from the lows that we had in yesterday's trade and the positive cues from Wall Street overnight, where the Dow was up 260 points or a gain of about 0.7%. So the US markets rebounded after a five-day losing streak. Today, all eyes will be on the US CPI data for the month of August. It could be a red-hot inflation number. But ahead of that, the US 10-year yield has eased to levels of 1.326, so just down slightly compared to the prior day. Brent crude continues to remain at elevated levels, $73.50 per barrel. You know, the SGX Nifty, as I said, is suggesting a positive start. And bear in mind that the Indian markets, despite the global weakness through the whole of last week, when Wall Street was down, say, about 2-odd%, we've held fort. In fact, the Nifty is just about 80 points away from its all-time high levels. And yesterday's August CPI inflation number was much better than what the street was anticipating at 5.3%. It was a positive surprise. The FIIs had bought 1,419 crore in the cash market yesterday. The DIIs sold 560 crore. The most important stocks will be Zee Entertainment. There is an AGM today. And Invesco Developing Market, which has a significant stake in Zee, has asked for the removal of three directors, which includes Puneet Goenka, Manish Chokhani, Ashok Kurian. Manish Chokhani and Ashok Kurian have already tendered in their resignation. If Puneet Goenka also decides to step down, perhaps the street will fear some business disruption. There will be two IPOs which list on the bourses today. So you've got Ami Organics, which is a specialty chemicals company, very strong subscription of 64.5 times. We'll watch out for that. And Vijaya Diagnostics, which is a South-based diagnostic company, in fact, the largest integrated diagnostic chain in South India by way of revenues, that had a meager subscription of 4.5 times. Sansera IPO, which is an automotive company, it's a component maker, it makes precision engineering for auto companies. Their IPO opens today, so they're looking to raise 1,283 crore, but it will be a pure offer for sale. No money will go into the company per se, but you know, people are saying it's a good company, it's been around for 20 years, but this is going to be a pure offer for sale, Sansera. So with that, I'm going to take your leave. Keep a ride in Zee Entertainment. It clearly could be the stock of the day. And for starters, the SGX Nifty is suggesting a positive start. So it'll take forward the momentum that we had in yesterday's trade when we saw the recovery from the day's low. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.